Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room.
No, I wasn't even going to cover this, but the crew made a funny joke in the break. You know, Trump has just announced, guys, you're going to get real sugar in your Coca-Cola now. Yay! I wasn't even going to cover it because it's just so dumb. But the crew came in and they were like, this is like when the kid is throwing a temper tantrum or crying or not behaving, so you go give him a piece of candy to shut him up. That's what it is. Trump is treating you like a moron. He's treating you like a child. And so, yeah, the children are going to take the candy and suck on a lollipop. Go suck on a lollipop, guys. I'll do whatever Trump says. Ooh, lollipop. If Trump says move on, I'll move on. Ooh, a lollipop, Donald. And the suckers will all fall for it. And look, I get it as a pragmatic move. If Trump thinks the numbers are in his favor, that he can ditch real MAGA and replace it with the MAGA-tards, and he thinks the numbers favor him, then okay, fine, throw us overboard. And if you think these, you know, if you think all the low IQ suckers can replace us, they're never going to fight for you, but you don't need to. You don't need them to. You're not up for election again. But if you think just numbers-wise you can replace us with all the Johnny-come-lately MAGA-tards, then that's fine. Okay, go ahead. We'll throw us overboard. Go ahead and bring on the yes-men and throw them a nice piece of candy, and they'll suck on that sucker and do whatever you say. Oh, yes, Donald. Thank you for the lollipop. Yum, 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 yum. I need you to stop talking about the Epstein hoax, okay? You're a weak, pathetic loser if you talk about the Epstein hoax. Actually, I want to keep talking about it. Hey, you should stop talking about it. Hey, have a lollipop. Ooh, a lollipop! Bunch of losers. By the way, as an aside here, we've had floods in six different states, historical floods in six different states, generational floods in six different states this month. Maybe it's just a coincidence. And now a massive earthquake just hit Alaska, and they are now preparing for a tsunami in Alaska. What in the hell is going on? And, you know, maybe I just do this in the last 2 minutes of this short segment. I don't like to get too esoteric. I don't like to get too, you know, too far out to sea, let's say. But, you know, we are in a much deeper conspiracy than just the eye can see. And, you know, that's kind of the real mystery beyond the politics and the stuff that we can see with our eyes and take part in while we're here physically present in this divine consciousness on this planet. But, you know, you've been lied to about the entire history of this planet. Human civilization has gone through at least three risings and fallings, maybe four. I'd say definitely three, potentially four that we can record with history. It's known history. It's all covered up history. It's all the secrets of Earth, the pyramids, the megaliths. And so, you know, maybe whatever people survive this stuff every 3,000, 4,000 years, whatever it is, that have the secret knowledge, and maybe they know Earth is about to have another catastrophic event. You know, the North Pole and that is shifting drastically right now. So maybe they just know there's about to be a huge new Earth catastrophe. The whole thing's going to flood or whatever. It's like they just announced basically now they're confirming Planet X. It used to be a conspiracy theory. Now they're saying, oh, we just found a mystery planet. So it's like that's the real big conspiracy. That's the real deep secret societies. We're talking millennia old. So, you know, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe the whole planet's about to get wiped out by some 4,000-year-old event or something, and they just know it, so they're getting ready and keeping us stupid.
Dragon attacks from strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The big secret, folks. You are a divine creation of God. Probably less than a one in a million shot that you would have ever even existed, and yet here you are. In the beauty and splendor of it all, you've somehow survived the rising and falling of human civilization, the multiple catastrophes that have engulfed the entire planet, wiped out much of civilization, and here you are. That's the big conspiracy. That's the big story. But it's kind of hard to grasp. It's kind of impossible to even see. So we're stuck with this. Jerusalem Post. Jeffrey Epstein may have had ties to high-level Israeli intelligence and prime ministers. Really? You don't say. Who would have known? And you've got this massive social media propaganda campaign, probably millions of dollars behind it, telling you to say, oh, everything's Qatar, or, you know, Ben Shapiro telling you, there's nothing to see here. It's all propaganda, folks. It's all propaganda. Now, we're going to go back to the phone lines here. It's like I said, I could cover other news. There's about to be a tsunami in Alaska. You've got Area 51 on fire today. Did you hear about that? Yeah, just up in flames. I don't think it's a conspiracy. There was a wildfire that got started by lightning the other night, the Gothic fire. So it looks like it's consuming Area 51 now. And all the UFO watchers are out there freaking out. I got all these other clips of the media that, oh, you know, when Biden was in office, don't talk about the Epstein files. Now Trump is in office. They all want to talk about the Epstein files. So it's like, I get it from that perspective. If you're Trump saying it's a Democrat hoax, but it's like, what are you missing the forest through the trees here? Like, I got other news. Dana White is about to announce the massive ticket for the White House UFC 250 fight. Like, nice, you know, and a little bread and circus for you while the deep state and the swamp reign supreme. Yeah, we'll have a little bread and circus. I'll have a little fight for you. You know, how about a little blood? How about a little entertainment? That'll be nice. That's good. That's nice. Well, you may have heard Alex earlier today on his show and then briefly on my show talk about the future of InfoWars. It's kind of always hung in the balance. We've been fortunate enough to still be here. We thank God for that. We thank God for the audience that's supporting us. We will continue into the future. And it's been your support at thealexjonesstore.com that's made it possible. I mentioned the limited edition dagger. This is actually the box. It comes in very high quality, very nice. And then, as you can see, the dagger in here. I displayed it earlier. We do want to let you know, though, about the supplement special we have going on right now. And that's the Power Drive bundle, and you can save 50% with a subscription. The Power Drive bundle is a two-part assault on fatigue, brain fog, and low performance. Power Plant lays the groundwork, boosting circulation, stabilizing stress response, and unlocking your body's ability to absorb and direct energy. No jitters, no crash, just clean support that keeps your system primed and responsive. So just loaded the mitochondrial sledgehammer with methylated B12, CoQ10, PQQ, supports your cellular engines, mental clarity, metabolic output. Together, methyl drive and power plant create a bioelectric power system. One regulates the grid. The other cranks the voltage, unleash focus, dominate your day. Never power down. It's the Power Drive bundle. And you subscribe, you get 50% off, auto ship. right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and it echoes one of the points that was made by law enforcement, I guess, former law enforcement that called earlier about all the people that saw this file and saw all the information in it. And I'm a practicing attorney. I've taken some big federal cases. I work with high-profile whistleblowers and stuff. I was on Alex's show in February. I just want to say that everybody who's looked at this, including Pam Bondi and anybody else, and hasn't done anything and saw people raping people or whatever it might be, and haven't done anything to prosecute this or report it to the proper bodies to have it prosecuted under the right laws, are guilty of 18 U.S. Code Section 4, which is a misprision of felony. Anybody who's looked at this, any FBI agents or anybody who said, oh, well, I've been told not to do anything about this and sees crimes, they're committing crimes. Everybody has to understand that.
So hold on a second. Have you done the deep dive with me into the original deal that was cut for Epstein? I think it was 2007 or 8.
Yes, I thought that was a very good rundown that you did.
I want to ask you then, what happens, because my response to that would be, well, they cleared the co-conspirators with that deal that Alex Acosta cut for Epstein, then joined the Trump administration first term. They cleared the co-conspirators. They then did it again in that leaked memo, but that's not really an official anything, just a memo. But they basically said, oh, all co-conspirators are exonerated. I mean, is that what they're falling back on? That, hey, no, the deal was cut when we arrested Epstein that all co-conspirators would not be prosecuted. That was in the original deal. So does that hold up?
No, it's void. It's just because that they did it and they say it's okay. It's an arbitrary and capricious thing. It's violating U.S. code by doing that. They're violating their own U.S. code. It's just they have the power and they're an authority, so they just do whatever they want. And the people that come out and say something about it, also echoing the points we've made earlier about whistleblowers and the attack on whistleblowers in this country by people like Trump, by the way, who've attacked a lot of whistleblowers, not just Obama, there's a concerted effort to cover things up and continue the two-tier justice system, which Trump says that he's been trying to stop. So, I mean, this is the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And so, there's one aspect of this, too. Trump's destroyed the Democrat Party. Well, guess what? He's about to destroy the Republican Party with this, because all those people that voted to hold this back in Congress, now have blood on their hands.
Well, look, that pendulum swings back and forth. Trump had the opportunity to destroy the Democrat Party, but he's giving him new life. So the Democrat Party could have been politically destroyed. I mean, legitimately, if you didn't do the Iran strikes and you did the Doge cuts, and you probably could have gotten away with the big, beautiful bill, but you needed to do the Doge cuts, all of them. You shouldn't have struck Iran, let Israel do it. And now with the Epstein thing, now the Democrats had no political ground to stand on. Now they do. Now they have no more wars, political ground to stand on. Now they have if they want, they can stand on the Epstein client list. And people will respond and they'll say, oh, that's nonsense. Stop it. Let's not be politically ignorant. The left falls for anything, folks. Okay? Just, you have to deal with reality. Yeah, the Democrats can run on the Epstein list now. Okay? As retarded as that is, that's the reality. And they'll run on no more wars. Well, they all supported the war in Ukraine. Stop it. These people don't live in reality. They think a man can have a baby. So let's just deal with reality. You could have politically destroyed the Democrats. And then, once you redistrict all of this stuff and stop their gerrymandering, and once you redo the census so that it only has U.S. citizens, that is potential kryptonite for the Democrat Party politically. But now, who knows what they get done before the midterms as far as the redistricting and the census. And now the Democrats have some political land to stand on being anti-war and against the Epstein client list. So, yeah, you could have crushed them, but now the pendulum is going to swing back in the midterms, I would guess.
It could. We'll have to see that. But it definitely bodes very badly for the GOP. And you have to wonder that. Now, you said something about Iran strikes. Let's just talk Turkey here. When Trump came back from Iran, things were drastically different. You could even see it in his constants, you know, in the way he was carrying himself. Today, people were talking about kind of his hunching over and kind of, you know, looking not so great. He's under some sort of enormous pressure. And when Alex made the comment about him being held hostage, okay, it really starts to resonate a little bit when you look at all the different pieces in the timeline, right? When he came back from Iran, there was definitely some sort of change. That's when the whole Elon thing happened and it all unleashed very quickly. And then you see him acting completely abnormally in a way that we're all horrified by. Then he has this divorce with everybody as of today or the last couple of days. And I noticed that all of a sudden it's greenlit that there's a receivership on you guys and that they're coming for you now, again, in a reconstituted effort.
Yeah, and you know, let me just respond to that real quick, both of those points. You know, that's why with the Iran strikes, you know, people just tend to have like this weird isolated view where they just like focus on one thing and they think it's isolated. And it was like, you know, I was against the Iran strikes as an isolated thing. But whether or not most Americans supported it or not, the thing it's like it's not an isolated thing. So it's this weird deal where people just think, oh, no, that's just an isolated thing. It was never an isolated thing. And now you look at the cascade since then. And it's like that's what we were warning about. They said, oh, you're a fake MAGA. Oh, you're a panican. No, we're realists. And just look at what has happened post-Iran strikes. We saw it coming. If the Iran strike was an isolated thing and you could do it and get out and declare victory, great. Even if I was against it, great. But that was never going to be the case. And we knew. And now here we are. I said this the other day. Let me just reemphasize this. Now that the things have changed and Alex is dealing with legal stuff right now, who knows, they come shut this place down any day. If we could sell out, if we had a hair on our head, if we had a bone in our body that could sell out, this would be the time that we would do it. The only hope that Alex would have to save everything that's been stolen from him and everything they're still trying to do to him with these corrupt legal cases, you know, now would be the time where Alex would say, okay, I'm just going to sell out and I'm just going to praise the Trump administration and just hope they throw me a lifeline to save what I've built for 30 years. And bail me out of this mess, this corrupt mess. He can't do it. I'm about to launch multiple lawsuits for my speech imprisonment for January 6th against the DOJ. Now would be the time for me to, oh yeah, everything's great, to try to get a favorable decision. I can't do it. I'll tell you else, something else. We're about to launch some FOIA requests to get some stuff as well. I mean, hell, we're gonna get some stuff with FOIAs. So it's like I've had success with FOIAs, and then we've had some stubbornness with FOIAs. But it's like, yeah, if I wanted to open up and get cooperation and get in good graces with the administration, it's like, yeah, now is when I would do it. I'll get some amazing FOIA responses. I could break some exclusive news. I get my lawsuit for January 6th across the board and get a good result there. I can't do it. So that's my response to that, Jordan. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And a lot of people don't understand. I'm dispensing with the pleasantries. That it's a lot deeper than just some files and some who's who. These are all strings like a web in a big spider web, and we want to pull the strings to get to all the sources. We don't really care about the guy who showed up on a flight log. I want everybody that's in touch with them. This is way more than just one dead guy from long ago, and he's completely disconnected from us.
Well, he knows that, though. I don't believe for a second that he's being honest. I don't view it that way.
No, and I agree with you. And from someone who came out of that sex slave ring, you know, it was a cop that picked me up as a kid, took me to this place. I kept escaping. It was cops that kept picking me up and taking me back to the place. A detective took me back to the place. I'm a survivor.
Were you an orphan?
No, I was raised by a single-parent mother, and I just went to the ice cream shop to get an ice cream, and a cop was like, hey, where's your parents at? And I was like, oh, she's over there at the house. And, you know, a whole year and a half later, I'm fighting for my life to get out of this circle of craziness, you know? And it was the guy that was the primo head of the neighborhood, and he had the church van in front, and he was an upstanding citizen. And you'd never know all the cops that kept taking me back, the detectives that kept taking me back, the prosecutors. Our justice system is completely flawed. And that was back in the 90s. Here we are in the late, you know, 2020s. And what's been fixed, Owen?
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. And I thank you for the call. And again, it's not like I just try to make rational deductions of all of this. And I mean, I understand how things can get out of control. I mean, I live a mostly simple life, folks. I live a mostly simple life. And I don't even like to travel anymore. I've got like my daily schedule, virtually do the same thing all the time, hang out with the same people, eat the same things. But, you know, even in my life, and I've got a pretty big social media following, and, you know, I've got a pretty good show we do here, a pretty big following, and I've got a lot of friends, a lot of social circles, but it's like, even in my life, like, I get things just pile up. It's like, you know, your leaves pile up in your backyard, you don't sweep them, whatever, you know, dust piles up in the corner over there. It's like, I get how things pile up. So I can't even imagine if you're Trump and you're getting like 100 times the incoming that I'm getting. I'm like lucky if I can just have a minute to just sit down and go through emails and texts, or I make the joke like I'm lucky if I have time to just, you know, wipe my ass. So I understand, like, things pile up and get out of control, and then you turn around and then it's like, whoa, holy crap. So I get that, and with Trump it's probably 100 times, but it's just the PR disaster of it. The comms disaster of it. That's unexcusable. So it's like if the Epstein stuff kind of got lost in translation and you put it on the back burner or you were over it or whatever, it's like, okay, fine. But to come out and flip-flop and the binder gate and it's just, and now to say stop talking about it and then quintuple down on it and then insult your base on it. It's like if I come home and I don't clean my room for a couple days and there's laundry and dust everywhere and then I'm like yelling at the dog. I'm like, why didn't you clean my room? And the dog's just like staring at me like, well, what the hell? It's like, that's what this is like. It's like, why are you blaming us for the Epstein debacle? Yeah, I'm going to go home and I'm going to yell at my dog because my room is dirty. Let's go to Aiden in Idaho. Aiden, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Martin Armstrong, the economist, deals in cycles, and he's always been interviewed by Alex and whatnot, and it seems like he throws a number, 2032's current form of government cannot exist. And it's and what's interesting is I never thought that a spark for it would come from within the MAGA movement. And I don't want to, I know people use the term black swan very loosely, but this, I don't think many of us expected this. I know some have some introspection, but this is definitely a gut punch, and this is a very fragile time in this country's history. I mean, I think earlier this week it was reported that the average age of a first-time homebuyer is 51 years of age.
Yeah, so highest it's ever been. It went up almost 30, and since 1981, it went up almost 30 years.
So assuming a 30-year mortgage on that, on the 51 handle, you're looking at someone who's going past the actuarial tables to pay it off. So in my opinion, that means the dollar has already crashed in its own way. So
well, yeah, it's all right fiat. You could talk about the whole fiat. I mean, they're not going to audit Fort Knox. I wonder why.
No, but the thing is this, is that right now, trust is the biggest currency that we are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds ridiculous and superficial, but that's the problem. We have already been in a merchandised consumer phase. It didn't play out well.
Trump and work capacity, too. I mean, that's why you have all these people on welfare. They don't have the work capacity.
Correct. The amount of men of working age in the labor workforce is at its all-time low. But the point being, I'm surprised at the lack of humility for history. They do realize, and this is not a threat or anything else, but Richard Nixon was voted with 60% of the popular vote, I think only one of three presidents. And by the end of it, not only was he resigned, his VP fell in disgrace due to corruption, and Ehrlichman and Colston were sent to prison along with Gordon G. Liddy.
Well, look, we get lied to about most of our history. They won't even correct the history textbooks about Oswald being a patsy. So I mean, we can do a bunch of revisionist history here. But it's just like, it's already gone. But I try to explain this to people. You are not the only person that exists. So people scratch their heads. They say, why would anybody vote for a communist in New York City? Why would anybody vote for a Muslim in New York City? And they don't get it. And there's no perspective. And so if you can't understand other people, then yeah, you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost in your own bubble and the world won't make sense to you. Think about what the caller just said. The average homeowner is now 51 years old, folks. 51. Okay? You get taxed 30% of the money you make, and then another 20% of that money gets inflated out of its actual value. Okay? People feel helpless. They feel hopeless. And they don't see any change in sight. So, yeah, they're going to go vote for a commie. Because they're disenfranchised and they don't believe in America anymore. And they don't believe in the free market anymore. And they just look at things and they say, I could work my whole life and lose half my money. Or maybe I'll go vote for a communist. I'm not endorsing that. I'd never do that. But, you know, other people exist.
Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath, with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants, and it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side, side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic, non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive Bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide. Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list, your text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Trump just called in to Real America's Voice. Wonder what the subject was. Well, it was exactly what you think it was. So this is the latest from President Trump on the Epstein files.
Look at it all. Would that make you feel good, you think?
Well, I think it's in the case of Epstein, they've already looked at it, and they are looking at it. And I think all they have to do is put out anything credible. But, you know, that was run by the Biden administration for 4 years. I can imagine what they put into files, just like they did with the others. I mean, the right. Steele dossier was a total fake.
Right.
They have took 2 years to figure that out for the people. And all of the things that you mentioned were fake. Yeah. So I would imagine if they were run by Chris Wray and they were run by Comey, and because it was actually even before that administration,
right.
They've been running these files. And so much of the things that we found were fake with me. But especially you look at that Steele dossier where they paid like 14 or 16 million. That's more than James Patterson gets paid to do a number one bestseller.
Isn't that crazy?
And the thing turned out to be a total scam. So frankly, you know, I think I love that they're looking at all this stuff. If they are, I hope they are.
Yeah, we've definitely confirmed it. They definitely are.
All right. You know what? The post I was sent said that was that call just happened. That doesn't sound like it just happened. So I actually don't know when it happened. It's obviously recently because it's some similar talking points. But did you hear what he said? He said he imagines what they put in the files. So that would mean he didn't even know. He hadn't even seen them. So he said he imagines what they put in there about him. Then he says, with all the other fake stuff they did, like the Steele dossier, and now we get to the root of the problem. And that's why this whole thing is so frustrating. Because nobody was arrested. Because nobody was prosecuted, because nobody was punished for the illegal spying on Donald Trump, for the fake Steele dossier that they used against Trump, for the stolen election that has consequences, because nobody was prosecuted and charged and arrested for any of that, here we are. Here we are. That's not your fault, the American voter. It's not your fault. You were never the president. You didn't pick your attorney general, your FBI director. And that's why we're so frustrated about this Epstein thing, because until the deep state criminals are put in handcuffs, it will just continue and continue and continue. So, oh, President Trump is frustrated about the Epstein files? People need to be arrested. President Trump is frustrated about the fake Steele dossier? People should have been arrested. So again, it's like, why are you yelling at us, man? We're frustrated like you. Again, it's berating the dog for not cleaning your room. You were the president for 4 years. You were the president when they stole an election. You're the president now, telling us to get over the Epstein files. Arrest the deep state criminals. Or put somebody in charge that will. But berating your base ain't gonna do it. All right. Finishing off the show on the phone lines. Let's go to Reese in El Paso. Reese, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going on?
It's good. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm a former munitions system specialist, 2W051 specialty code in the Air Force. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my Air Force veterans. And I probably should have called in on the veterans, show. You know, I'm a real big fan of yours. But I just wanted to give a shout out to these guys that did that mission because, I mean, that was a tough one, man. And they did an amazing job. And I don't think they get enough credit, man. And I'm just so tired of hearing about that Jeffrey Epstein shit or that crap, you know. And you know, the GBU 57, that's a 30-pound bomb. I've never seen one before. And I used to do it for a living. I mean, that was my job. But I would have probably used like a Blue 109. It's like a BLU-109. It's like a 2,000-pound bomb. And then you X-ray the nose of it, and you just make sure that there's no cracks in the nose. I'm not trying to give out any classified information, but I'm not trying to make a quick, man. And I think President Trump, he did the best. I mean, the weapon for the job. I mean he did overkill, basically. I mean, that's a big bomb, man.
Yeah, well, who knows what really happened? I mean, you can trust Trump that it was totally effective, and that's fine. And maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But we're going to hear that it wasn't, and they're going to try to do another round of it. And yeah, the pilots and everybody involved in that mission, total success. But you say you want to move on from the Epstein files. You're sick of hearing about it. Fine, that's I totally understand that. I get it. But let me ask, are you a veteran or are you active duty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a veteran.
So imagine this is. Let me explain why there's a frustration here. As a veteran, let's say you were promised a bunch of these benefits as a veteran, and then you never got them. Would you be upset? So that's what this is. That's all it is. We were promised a bunch of things in the campaign. We were told we were going to get deep state arrests. We were told we were going to get the Epstein client list so we could know who these pedophiles and sex abusers were. And we're not getting it. So that's what it is. So I get that people are sick of hearing about it. You think I want to talk about it for 3 hours a day? I'm sick of it too. But it's just like that. If you were promised benefits as a veteran and then you didn't get them, you'd be upset and you'd make noise until you did. And so yeah, I get where you're coming from, but that's that's the reality of the situation. All right?
Real,
and so I appreciate the call. I got to take more calls. I'm almost out of time. Let's go to Michael in Wyoming. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate everything you do. Ultimate Blue and Methylene, amazing stuff. Just a quick uptick, guys. Wyoming is under attack by the Trump administration. We're losing all of our land. They're bringing nuclear in here. They're strip mining. People have got to get off their butts and start paying attention. Please. I know about the Epstein stuff, and I'm sick to death of it. But I'll tell you what. Until the citizens get together and get rid of this federal land and take back our rights, and I'm not calling for violence, but something's got to give, guys. Everybody look at that, has got to look in the mirror and pull it together.
Well, what are you talking about in Wyoming?
All the land that they're stealing from the residents with the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, not the other BLM.
So that's all the federal land that they're selling off?
No, they're not selling it off. They're strip mining it, and they're bringing nuclear in. And it is insane. We're about to lose all of our land out here because the state doesn't own any land. It's all federal, the District of Criminals.
Well, I suppose if they're going to do a bunch of nuclear energy, they're going to try to hide it in the middle of nowhere. So I suppose that's why they're choosing Wyoming.
Wyoming, exactly. His major base, he betrayed us. People had better wake up.
Here's the deal with that, Michael. And I don't know too much about it. I've seen it hit the news a little bit, but I'm just going to tell you why they're doing it. You may know, but I mean, the clearly what's happening is, and I don't know if this is part of some larger AI government we're going into after a collapse, but in order to have America be the AI capital of the world or the crypto capital of the world, we basically have to probably build maybe 50 nuclear power plants to run it all, legitimately. And you start getting into quantum computing, yeah, you're going to need at least probably 50 nuclear power plants to power all that, to power the crypto, to power the AI, to power the quantum computing, and to go into this new AI digital age. Yeah, they have to build the power plants. They have no choice. So that's just necessary infrastructure. So, I guess they've chosen Wyoming to do a lot of that. And you just don't hear much from people in Wyoming, so you just don't hear about it. But I'm glad you got through, and we can talk about that. We'll see if it starts to crack the headlines. But by the way, this story came out yesterday, and this kind of explains a lot, and maybe it explains why Trump is so out of touch currently. Broadcast viewing hits all-time low in June of 2025. So, in other words, we have crossed the threshold. More people now are watching whatever. They're watching whatever it is, but for the sake of this conversation, more people are consuming news, current events, and information online or streaming. Network cable news is becoming, and it's still huge, don't get me wrong, but it's trending down. It's marked for death. But it's like Trump and his administration still thinks that's the power source. And it might still be the biggest power force, but it's not the majority anymore, and it's trending down. So they might think, oh, well, if we control the cable news waves, or we respond to the cable news waves, and we kind of work the network news political bubble, it's like that's where everybody's at, and that's how we, you know, get into the media or manipulate it or push back against it, whatever. And no. The numbers are in. I would say, I mean, look, I'd still say network cable news out of an election year probably has the biggest impact, but it's no longer the majority impact. So all the different places you can go online or stream is, you know, it's spread thin, and you have all these different options, but network news is no longer the majority. And if you think you're getting an accurate depiction of where America is at from network news, then you are severely misinformed. And maybe that's why there's this massive disconnect right now with the Trump administration. They still think, oh, it's all network news, and if it's on there, it's good. If it's not on there, it's bad, whatever. No. So, oh, well, Fox doesn't care about the Epstein files, or we'll, you know, because they basically, it's like the Trump News Network now. It's like, well, we'll make sure Fox doesn't cover the Epstein files so people will forget about it. That ain't going to happen. That's not happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if people start tuning out of Fox. And again, I mean, I've said this. It's just true, folks. I mean, CNN and MSNBC still do blatant propaganda. And most of the time, they're just totally lying. But they'll actually do like 10%, maybe 15%, like real news coverage. Like actual news coverage, and have like actual guests on to talk about it. So it's not just totally just all Trump negativity all the time. Like, they do real news now. Fox is like 5% real news, but I don't know. I mean, it's just Trump 24/7 now. It's just pro-Trump 24/7 is all it is now. So it's just like, you already know what's going to happen there. But it's bizarro world, man. We'll have Fox News tell everybody to stand down on the Epstein files, as if that's going to work. And then it's MSN and it's CNN that are actually talking about the files and actually, like, examining them. It's crazy. It's crazy to see. Chris in Arizona, you're on the air. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I really enjoy your show. I appreciate what you do. And I'm on board when you say that MAGA really has been betrayed by Trump. Trump, he appeared as a business outsider who's going to cut spending. I didn't believe he was going to start wars and prolong wars in Ukraine. And I really want to stress that the Ron Paul Revolution, the real MAGA, the Protestantism and Republicanism, the freedom of conscience and representative democracy is really what we're about. And it appears to me that Trump thinks the RNC is a governing body or the DNC is a governing body, but not these higher principles that we really need to pay attention to.
Yeah, all right. Well, I said, you may recall if you listen regularly, I said that clearly Trump is not a romantic about the Constitution.
He's not.
He was asked about it a couple months ago, and I could tell by his response, I was like, oh, this is not a man that romanticizes the Constitution. Which, hey, fine, okay, I mean, he's a business guy. I put him in there to fix the economy and arrest the deep state. So whatever, if he's not a romantic over the Constitution. But yeah, I think that that's kind of reflective of what you're saying here. And I think it's, you know, it's pretty clear. Thank you for the call. By the way, I didn't even do this. The crew just did this. So, I mean, I'm just going with, again, I could do a media critic show. And I could just tell you all the different things that are going on in media and all this stuff. I didn't even know the numbers. So I just said it off the cuff 2 minutes ago. The crew pulled up the numbers. Fox News ratings are down in the last quarter. 13% primetime, 15% entire day. So I didn't even know that. I just said it because I can just see where the media is going. I enjoy it. I watch a bunch of media, so I can just tell you what's going on. So I didn't even see that. The crew just pulled that up. Yeah, Fox News ratings are going down. They're going down. And if they want to just continue to try to do an Epstein cover-up, they'll go down another 13% next quarter. So it's like, it's kind of ironic because to a certain extent, I'm kind of like a normie. I'm like the bridge between normies and like informed people. So because of that, I can kind of see what's really going on just based off of what I'm seeing and experiencing. And when I'm like, Fox News is not worth my time anymore, that means a lot of other people are having the same realization. And apparently it's about 15% in the last quarter. But that's only going to go down. that number is only going to go down. Let's go to Will in California. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, indeed. We're in our 70s. We cut the cable 5 years ago. So, you know, like Bannon says, Fox is TV for stupid people. But you know what? We don't want porn. We just want the truth. You know, the unfounded conjecture from Trump is off the charts, telling us he has a perfect administration. We should ask questions and just move on. We shouldn't ask questions, I should say. It's like he's stuck back in 1991 in so many ways, but I think it's important to consider he's always been in control his entire life and surrounded by yes men, and maybe he doesn't fully realize he's no longer the CEO of Trump International with employees working for him as he's president of the United States and works for us. We're the boss now. So we got to keep our hands on the political steering wheel and make our voices heard. Let's all call the White House comment line, 202-456-1111, Tuesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time.
You know, I think about what you just said, and I mentioned it in a different way about Elon Musk, but I think you've kind of just expanded on it. And it's not just because you saw with the Trump-Musk fallout, it was like the first time where Trump was kind of like, oh, did I just ram heads with an equal? Or maybe even somebody that might even have more power? So it's like, yeah, Trump is probably never rammed heads with anybody that wasn't below him on the power scale. And then he rammed with Musk and kind of came out a little shaken, like, whoa. It's like, imagine a ram or a buffalo that do these, you know, over territory or over their, you know, their mating partners. It's like you got a big buffalo and he's controlled this field and he's got his females over there, and here comes a massive buffalo he's never seen before, but he's never lost. He's going to ram heads, and then it's like, boom, he rams heads, and maybe he secures the territory, but for the first time he's kind of stammering back. He's kind of fumbling back a little bit. He's like, whoa. And so I think Musk was kind of the first time with Trump ramming heads. It was like, whoa, that you're a little jarring. It's like, whoa. And now, so it's like, you can imagine, you've never had to go through that before. It shakes you up a little bit. Maybe you go back and you yell at all your mating partners over there. And maybe now it's even happening with his base. It's like now he's ramming heads with his base, and it's like, hey, you know, we ram heads here. We ram heads. I get it. I get it. They don't ram heads on Fox News. I get it. You ram heads with the likes of CNN and MSNBC. They're lightweights. Most of these reporters you bring into the White House, you ram heads with. They're lightweights. But now you brought in some independent reporters. Now you brought in some independent news. They ram heads. So it's like, oh, you rammed heads with Elon Musk, and you went back, and you're kind of like, whoa. Maybe even Netanyahu. You rammed heads with Netanyahu. And maybe Netanyahu had a dagger on his forehead. You didn't see it. It's like, whoa. Now you're ramming heads with MAGA. You're ramming heads with independent news. We ram heads. And we've rammed heads for you for 10 years. And look at how far we've come. But hey, you don't want us to ram heads with you anymore? You don't want us to ram heads for you anymore? You want to try to ram us out? And you just don't get it. It's like, why won't you stop talking about it? Why won't you get up? Because we ram heads. Final call. Kristen in Texas. Go ahead.
Oh, and I just have a poem for you.
A poem?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus was serious about these Pharisees directing obstruction of trade. Do not miss the revolution when the power of God slingshots the stone known to that power, balancing more than a couple of lakes of fire. For higher empire thy wickedness to this righteous fist through thy enemy's lips. Save the stick just for these warriors of prayer, unifying your ordered program, division, soothsayer to AI translator. Protection of the living water where blessings carry the comforter, turns thy weeping into rejoicing. Finished with the payroll enforcing abuse. Jesus was serious about these Pharisees directing obstruction of trade. Do not miss the revolution when the power of God slingshots the stone known.
All right. Thank you for that, Kristen. All right. We're going to be done here for the day. Guys, what time is Chase live here in this studio? Oh, we're not. What? Never mind. Okay, never mind on that. Never mind on that. Well, I'll tell you this. It's definitely not boring. Oh, well, look at this. As we sign off, we hit a little breaking news. Boy, a day late, a dollar short. I mean, what a joke. The Trump DOJ has fired Maureen Comey. So after she spikes the Epstein case, after she spikes the Maxwell case, the Epstein case, the Diddy case, now we fire her. Hey, guys, we're going to give you a lollipop and we're going to give you a scalp. I mean, look, I could look at it from the positive side and say, hey, that's great. She's obviously corrupt daughter of Comey. She spiked a bunch of big cases and okay. And I can sit here and say, see, we ram heads. It's like, yeah, we're not going to stop talking about Epstein. Oh, great, you finally fired Maureen Comey. About damn time. It's like, yeah, you divorced us, but we ram heads. But she should have been fired a month ago, just like you should have arrested the deep state in your first administration. But now here we are. 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting to ever get him to take it on air. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultimate thing blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended, I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now, but guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. And that means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so, that's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're gonna find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're gonna be on Owen, so please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're gonna tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get.
I think it's about the wing blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.